This is Audible.
The Daimonic Companion, Creating Daimonic Entities to Do Your Will. Written by Baal Kadmon. Narrated by Reshef. Disclaimer. The information in this book is for educational purposes only and not for treatment, diagnosis, or prescription of any diseases or life situations. All advice is for educational purposes. The author and the publisher of this book are in no way liable for any misuse of the material. In addition, you agree to purchase this book or audiobook as is. We cannot promise you results. You will not hold Baal Kadmon or his affiliates liable for any harm this book may cause you. Introduction. As you may know from my other books, I am a practitioner and writer of all matters of the occult. I do not belong to any school or order. I don't wear silly robes and paraphernalia. I don't have a silly title. Those are all distractions, by the way. If you want a title and a robe, you can roleplay Dungeons and Dragons or go to DragonCon or other con. I am a solo practitioner. That said, being solo allows me to explore the spiritual realms without being encumbered by anyone or anything. I am not bound by any rules. I practice fully knowing the benefits and risks involved. It is this freedom that allows me to write about these things and to try them firsthand. It is in the spirit that I write this book. What you are about to read is not for the faint of heart. You will be creating a powerful spiritual entity, an entity that will know you better than you know yourself. It will know all your secrets, your weaknesses, and your strengths. It will also be your servant. It will do whatever you tell it to do, both good and ill. Although it is you who will create it, its energy and life force traces back deep into primordial time. People throughout history and even to this day call upon these entities for help. They aren't quite gods. They aren't quite angels. They are daimons, entities that live between the veil of the spirit and the earth, between the mundane and the esoteric. They are self-existent and yet created by all of us. Many use daimons, yet they do not know that they do so. In this book, you will learn how to create and or tap into benign and malevolent daimons. As I said before, this isn't for the faint of heart. You will be creating a being of immense power that will serve you. With that said, let us delve a bit into the history of what daimons are. Additional note, I will be using the spelling daimon, daemon, and daimon, daimon, interchangeably in the text. What are daimons? As I stated previously, daimons have been used since the beginning of time to help or harm. Although the word daimon has transformed to mean demon in the West, they are, in fact, not demons, although some can be malevolent. A very small fraction of the passages below are excerpted from my book, 72 Demons of the Name. In ancient Greece, daimons were not considered evil. In fact, they were considered spirits or divine powers. Ancient Greece thought them spirits of inspiration and goodness, as in the Greek word eudaimonia, which means good-spiritedness or happiness, as it is often translated. In light of this, it is hard to believe that this word would so transform to mean something evil in the Western tradition. Daimons became demons once Christianity became popular in Rome. As you may know, the Christian belief, which was derived from the Jewish one, that pagan idols and statues of any kind were presentations of evil, especially those of ancient gods. That is because the Romans and the Greeks believed that daimons inhabited those statues. As Robin Lane Fox puts it, like pagans, Christians still sensed and saw the gods and their power, and as something they had to assume lay behind it. By an easy traditional shift of opinion, they turned these pagan daimones into malevolent demons, the troop of Satan. Far into the Byzantine period, Christians eyed their city's old pagan statuary as a seat of the demon's presence. It was no longer beautiful. It was infested. Robin Lane Fox, Pagans and Christians, 1989, page 137. In the Greek translation of the Bible called the Septuagint, the word daimon first became associated with evil because it was associated with the gods of the ancient Semitic religions. This later passed on to other translations and eventually took on its evil definition and called demon. In ancient Greece, there's also evidence that daimons were used in the Minoans and Mycenaeans as well, circa 1500 to 1100 BC. Mainly at the hands of the philosophers like Plato, daimons were classified into two categories, those with good intent and those with malevolent intent. The ones that were good were called eudaimon, or noble in spirit, and the evil ones were known as kakodaimon, which literally translate into malevolent spirit. As I stated above, they aren't technically angels or demons in the proper sense. However, they can be loosely associated to the West's conceptions of angels and demons. Angels and demons are the only real comparison that can be made. The Western traditions don't really have daimons in the way that the ancient Greeks viewed them to be. I think a better comparison would be the jinn of Arabic lore. They are genies, for lack of a better term. It is these two classes of daimon we will be most interested in. In the next two chapters, I will briefly explain the differences between the eudaimon and the kakodaimon. The eudaimon. In ancient Greek mythology, eudaimon was mostly associated with protecting fields of grain and vineyards, but it was also considered a companion spirit, or familiar. It was known to help bestow knowledge, wisdom, good fortune, and good luck to the person they were attached to. A person who had a eudaimon was considered very fortunate. Eudaimons are considered excellent guides and counselors. Some who have created them say they hear whispers in their ear from them, giving them guidance as to what to do or say in any given situation. It was believed that Socrates had a eudaimon that would guide him in his conduct and warn him of physical threats and misguided thoughts. Socrates himself said that his eudaimon was very accurate in divining the future, even more accurate than the other methods used at the time. A particular eudaimon named Agathodaimon in Greek mythology was the companion of the goddess Tyche, who also is associated with good fortune. Some say that eudaimon is a singular being and, as mentioned above, is a class of daimons. The understanding is that it is a class of daimons, since it is said that a person who had a eudaimon would be a person who had achieved eudaimonia, which means good spiritness or happiness. The daimon would literally be incorporated into the person's essence or aura, I guess you could say. Since more than one person embodied these qualities, it is felt it represented its spirit familiar or companion helper. Further proof that it was a class of daimons is the Greek families always called upon it in private. Right before every meal, they would pour a few drops of wine to it. Often, offerings were left for the daimon. In this book, we will discuss how to call upon and create eudaimon. You can use them for whatever you like. In this book, however, we will use it to help you with protection, riches, and love. And at the end of these rituals, you will need to give an offering. I will discuss that in a future chapter. The kakodaimon. In Greek, kakos daimon, or evil spirit, approximate meaning that is. Throughout the history of this daimon, it is said that it has shape-shifting abilities and had the ability to infiltrate a person's dreams and cause nightmares. It also had the power to possess a person if they did not have the ability to handle it. It's interesting to note that in modern psychology, the condition in which a person believes he or she is possessed by an evil spirit is called kakodaimonia. As the eudaimon, the kakodaimon is a kind of familiar. It was used to cause misfortune on others, but also deceive the person they were attached to. In that way, they can be dangerous. Kakodaimons are considered powerful agents of deception and malice. Some who have created them say they see them in the shadows or in the corner of their eyes, often giving advice which is often malevolent in nature and tailored to the person's request. As the eudaimon, the kakodaimon is a singular being and, as mentioned above, is a class of daimons. The understanding is that it is a class of daimons in the end. As you can see, not a lot is known about daimons in general, but they do exist from the countless people who have used them. If you do a search online, you will find many forums discussing the use of daimons. In this book, we will discuss how to call upon and create kakodaimons. You can use them for whatever dark ritual you cast. In this book, however, we will use it to help you with the subjugation of your enemies, the binding of people to your will, and to create storms. At the end of these rituals, you will need to give an offering. I will discuss that in the next chapter. This is very important. A kakodaimon will most definitely turn on you without an offering. In the next chapter, we will discuss these offerings. Making an offering. Throughout ancient history, we have heard of many traditions that required blood sacrifices to be made to appease a god or a demon. The daimons are no exception. However, we will not be making blood sacrifices, and we do not need to kill anything, I assure you. The offerings for the eudaimon and the kakodaimons are very different. We discuss the kakodaimons first. Offering to a kakodaimon. You must make an offering to them. They are a give-and-take energy. If you do not give, you cannot take. Even worse, if you do not give, they will take from you something. So it is very important to offer them something in return. Since we are not in 2000 BC, we cannot offer a blood sacrifice to the kakodaimons. However, we can do the next best thing. We can offer them something that was once alive or has life potential. This might sound very odd to you, but this is what I mean. You can offer them a piece of meat, any animal meat you can obtain from the supermarket. If you would rather not use meat, you can use an egg. The meat is representative of something once alive, and an egg contains the potential for life. I know this sounds awful, but this is how one appeases forces like these. Almost every book on magic omits this because they are afraid to say it. I am not afraid. All you will need to do is offer one or the other of these above on a plate to the daimon. We'll get into this shortly. Offering to a eudaimon. Eudaimons are gentler and more loving than the kakodaimons. All you will need to offer them is a single flower, or even a bouquet if you like. They do not require anything else. Simple enough, I suppose. In the next chapter, we will discuss basic objects you will need in order to make the rituals more effective. Things you will need. Here are a few things I think are needed to work with daimons. Of course, you do not really need these, but I feel they will help anchor the energy in your mind. 1. Frankincense and myrrh incense. This incense is a wonderful sacred fragrance and once was more precious than gold. It was so valuable that people would rather have it than gold itself. I find the fragrance holy and fitting for this work. 2. Candles. Please note you can buy any kind of candle you like. They don't have to be the chimes or votives. I just happen to like the ones I provide here. Red chime candles. This color is quite powerful. We will use this for the love daimon. Gold candles. This candle will be used for the riches daimon. Many occultists will tell you to use green, but this has been a long-held misconception. The only reason why people have said to use green is because it's the color of money. The thing is, it's only the color of money in the United States, and maybe a few notes here and there of other nations. They don't call the dollar the greenback for nothing. Green is not a color that is truly indicative of money. Gold is, though. Gold is universally known to be a signifier of wealth, both in ancient times and present. If you have been using green for your money rituals, now you know to use gold instead. It is much more effective. White candles. White is for purity and protection. We will use it for our protection ritual. Black candles. These candles will be used for all rituals we perform with the kakodaimon. 3. The offering to the daimons. A piece of meat or an egg for the kakodaimon, and a flower or flowers for the eudaimon. As you can see, these few items are not complicated. As I mentioned, you can use all of these or none. Only the offerings are truly mandatory. The steps to creating a daimon. In order to tap into the powers of these daimons, we need to follow a few very simple steps. Unlike other books on this topic, we will not be doing anything elaborate or time-consuming. These energies are spiritual and are not subject to human temperaments. It is silly to assume that we need to cast circles and point to the various directions in order to summon them. Do you really think a circle of salt with a few names of God are going to contain these energies? It won't. Most rituals are used to anchor the mind, but they do nothing to the spirits. In the sessions that will follow, we will create daimons for the subjugation of your enemies, the binding of people to your will, and to create storms, as well as protection, riches, and love. You can create a single daimon if you like, but I will separate it out for the sake of ease and understanding. As a side note, you will only need to do these rituals once. Here are the steps. 1. Light the incense and the candles. 2. State out loud or in silence the intent of the daimon you will be creating. 3. Place the offer of meat, egg, or flowers on the altar, in the center preferably. 4. Say the specific prayer I will itemize for each session. 5. Sit quiet and allow the daimon to show itself in your mind or perhaps in front of you. 6. Give it a name or let it give you its name. 7. Tell the daimon to do what you created it to do. You can say the prayer above again if you like, but at this point it is under your control. 8. Finish with saying, "Let it be done." 9. You may cast the offerings to nature and let nature take its course on them. 10. Make sure to remember the name of the daimon. You will simply need to mention the name in your mind or out loud in order to call it from now on. Creating a Kako daimon for the subjugation of your enemies. Light the incense and the black candle. State out loud or in silence the enemies you wish to subjugate. Place the offer of the meat or egg at the altar, preferably in the center. Say this prayer. Kako daimon, I call you forth and create you to do my bidding. Seek the one who wishes to harm me and subjugate them to me. Make it so they will no longer have any control to harm me. Come to my bidding, to subjugate my enemy. No one can harm me. By your power, so mote it be. Sit quiet and allow the daimon to show itself in your mind, or perhaps in front of you. Give it a name or let it give you its name. Tell the daimon again what to do. You can say the prayer above again if you like, but at this point it is under your control. Finish with saying, "Let it be done." You may cast the offerings now to nature and let nature take its course. Make sure to remember the name of the daimon. You will simply need to mention the name in your mind or out loud in order to call it from now on. Thus concludes this ritual. Creating a Kako daimon for the binding of people. Light the incense and the black candle. State out loud or in silence the person or persons you wish to gain control over. They may not be your enemies per se, but people you want to control for whatever purpose you desire. Place the offering of meat or egg on the altar, preferably in the center. Say this prayer. Kako daimon, I call you forth and create you to bind and seek out and place them under my control. Make it so they will no longer have any control save what I tell them to do. Come to my bidding to bind. By your power, so mote it be. Sit quiet and allow the daimon to show itself in your mind or in person. Give it a name or let it give you its name. Tell the daimon again to do what you created it to do. You may recite that prayer above again, but at this point, you do control it. Finish with saying, "Let it be done." You may cast the offerings to nature and let nature take its course. Make sure to remember the name of the daimon. You will simply need to mention his name going forth. Thus concludes this ritual. Creating a Kako daimon to produce violent storms. Light the incense and the black candle. State out loud or in silence that you wish to have control over the tempests. Place the offer of meat or egg at the altar. Say this prayer. Kako daimon, I call you forth and create you to give me power to control the earth, air, water, and fire. Place these mighty powers of nature under my control. Make it so that when I call upon you, you will manipulate the forces of nature to do my bidding. By your power, so mote it be. Sit quiet and allow the daimon to show itself to you. Give it a name or let it give you its name. Tell the daimon again to do what you created it to do. You may recite that prayer above again if you like. Finish with saying, "Let it be done." You may cast the offerings to nature and let nature take its course. Make sure to remember the name of the daimon. You will simply need to mention the name in your mind or out loud in order to call it forth from now on to control the weather. Thus concludes this ritual. Creating a eudaimon for protection. Light the incense and the white candle. State out loud or in silence your need for protection. You can be as specific as you like. Place the offer of the flower or flowers on the altar, in the center preferably. Say this prayer. Eudaimon, I call you forth and create you. My home, body, mind is my abode and castle. You are its shield. I send you forth to protect me. Protect me from all people or things that may wish to or accidentally do me harm. By your power, so mote it be. Sit quiet and allow the daimon to show itself in your mind or perhaps in front of you. Give it a name or let it give you its name. Tell the daimon again what you want it for. You may recite that prayer above if you like. Finish with saying, let it be done. You may cast the offerings to nature or let nature take its course on them. Make sure to remember the name of the daimon. You will simply need to mention the name in your mind or out loud in order to call it forth from now on. Thus concludes this ritual. Creating a eudaimon for riches. Light the incense and the gold candle. State out loud or in silence your need for riches. You can be as broad or specific as you like. Place the offer of the flower or flowers on the altar, preferably in the center. Say this prayer. Eudaimon, I call you forth and create you, you of benevolent heart. Please bring me luck and fortune. Enrich my life with riches and prosperity. By my bidding, may it be so. By your power, it will be done. So mote it be. Sit quiet and allow the daimon to show itself in your mind or perhaps in front of you. Give it a name or let it give you its name. Tell the daimon again what you want it to do. You can say the prayer above again if you like. Finish with saying, let it be done. You may cast the offerings to nature or let nature take its course on them. Make sure to remember the name of the daimon. You will simply need to mention the name in your mind or out loud when you call it next time. Thus concludes this ritual. Creating a eudaimon for love. Light the incense and the red candle. State out loud or in silence your need for love. It can be either love of someone specific or to attract love in general. Place the offer of the flower or flowers on the altar, in the center preferably. Say this prayer. Eudaimon, I call you forth and create you, you of benevolent heart and loving. Please bring into my life love, or the love of. Enrich my heart and mind with love and passion. By my bidding, may it be so. By your power, it will be done. So mote it be. Sit quietly and allow the daimon to show itself in your mind or perhaps in front of you. Give it a name or let it give you its name. Tell the daimon again what you want it to do. You can say the prayer above if you like. Finish with saying, let it be done. You may then cast the offerings to nature and let nature take its course. Make sure to remember the name of the daimon. You will simply need to mention the name in your mind or out loud in order to call it forth from now on. Thus concludes the ritual. Conclusion. We have come to the end of this text. I know it might not seem like much, but what you have just learned here will allow you to create your own daimons. Often we are beguiled by overly complex methods of magic. We think, if it is elaborate and complex, it must be good. This, my friend, is not the case. Our ability to create daimons is meant to be easy, not hard. Anyone who tells you that you must work and toil in order to connect to create spiritual beings is not telling you the truth. They have something to sell. Just on a logical basis alone, it does not make sense to have to toil to be the creator that you are. I am confident that by simply doing these rituals with the daimons, you will gain great benefit. Other books by the author. Vashikaran Magic, Learn the Dark Mantras of Subjugation. Kali Mantra Magic, Summoning the Dark Powers of Kali Ma. Seed Mantra Magic, Master the Primordial Sounds of the Universe. Chakra Mantra Magic, Tap into the Magic of Your Chakras. Tara Mantra Magic, How to Use the Power of the Goddess Tara. The 72 Names of God, the 72 keys of transformation. The 72 angels of the name, calling on the 72 angels of God. The 99 names of Allah, acquiring the 99 divine qualities of God. The hidden names of Genesis, tap into the hidden power of manifestation. The 72 demons of the name, calling upon the great demons of the name. The 42-letter name of God, the mystical name of manifestation. Mary magic, calling forth the Divine Mother for help. The magic of Saint Expedite, tap into the truly miraculous power of Saint Expedite. Ouija board magic, Archangel edition, communicate and harness the power of the great archangels. Moldavite magic, tap into the stone of transformation. Tap into the power of the chant, attaining supernatural abilities using mantras. The demonic companion, creating demonic entities to do your will. Vedic magic, using ancient Vedic spells to attain wealth. All these can be found on Amazon.com. This has been The Demonic Companion, Creating Demonic Entities to Do Your Will, written by Baal Kadmon, narrated by Reshef. Copyright 2015 by Baal Kadmon. Production copyright 2015 by Baal Kadmon.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.